In today's show, Bitcoin price clings to $20,000 as U.S. stocks lose the equivalent of 4 Bitcoin market caps. That's right. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. Check this out to believe it for yourself. The U.S. stock market wiped out $1.6 trillion yesterday. Talk about a sea of red. And quoting economist Holger, tech sell-off on Tuesday has been particularly costly for Apple. The world's most valuable company lost $154 billion in market value, a wipeout that ranks amongst the top 10 worst single-day market value losses in U.S. stock market history. According to BBG, that's more than the market cap of 90% of the S&P 500 companies. And this just in, breaking news, the Bitcoin mining difficulty hits a new all-time high. Miners now need to perform over 32 trillion hashes to find a new block. And more breaking news, banking giants Fidelity, Charles Schwab, and Citadel launch Bitcoin and crypto exchange. Let's freaking go. Also in today's show, top crypto strategist abruptly flips outlook on Bitcoin and says liquidation cascade could be violent. Quoting Crypto Callio, all right, friends, not fun saying this and took setting my pride aside to see it, but I side with the bears now. $28,000 path was completely invalidated with today's wick. I'll be sharing the reasons why. Also in today's show, BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes said Ethereum's merge may not happen. Interestingly enough, in a recent interview with the Bankless podcast, Arthur Hayes says that he and many others don't believe the merge will actually take place. Quoting him here, I don't think people believe the merge is going to happen still. I can't sit here and tell you that I think for 100% that they are going to switch the proof of stake. I'm not in the trenches like the developers have been since 2014. If you have been around long enough, you've heard the talk about proof of stake for 5, 6, 7 years. Has it happened yet? No. Also in today's show, rich dad Robert Kiyosaki urges investors to get into crypto now before the biggest economic crash in world history. That's right. The rich dad author says that the biggest economic crash in world history is incoming, and now is the time you need to get into crypto. Also in today's show, big things happening soon for Bitcoin, according to popular crypto trader Kevin Svensson. Quoting him here, this long-term downtrend line from $69,000 all the way down on the linear scale, we are potentially at breakout point to break the macro downtrend on linear, but also we have the weekly RSI, which we are currently about to break out of. So Bitcoin has some potential bullish pivots coming, potentially a bullish trend shift. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and welcome to podcast episode number 1047. Bitcoin briefly lost 20,000 support overnight into September 14th after hot U.S. inflation sent risk assets crashing lower. As you can see here in the Bitcoin, 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView followed Bitcoin as it hit lows of 19,800 on Bitstamp, its worst since September 9th. The move came amid the stock's rout triggered by CPI inflation data for August coming in above expectations. And despite still being lower than July, the market had hope for a quicker cooling off inflation more broadly, and hence a chance of a quicker loosening of policy by the Fed. And with that prospect now appearing slim, equity indexes hemorrhage value, with Apple shedding $154 billion in market cap, the sixth biggest daily loss in U.S. stock market history. And quoting economist Holger, tech sell-off on Tuesday has been particularly costly. For Apple, the world's most valuable company lost $154 billion in market value, a wipeout that ranks amongst the top 10 worst single-day market value losses in U.S. stock market history. According to the BBG, that's more than the market cap of 90% of the S&P 500 companies. Wow, right? You got to see it to believe it. Check it out. Meta shows a loss of $251 billion on February 3rd. Amazon, $206 billion loss on April 29th. And as you can see, September 13th, Apple lost a whopping $154 billion. And as pointed out here, the U.S. stock market itself wiped out $1.6 trillion in a single day just yesterday. That's more than the entire crypto market cap combined. Markets had tried desperately to spin a bull case and fight the Fed, basically, and that's a dangerous place to be, said Carol Shalief, Deputy Chief Investment Officer at the BMO Family Office. In total, U.S. stocks fell approximately by $1.6 trillion on the day, more than four times the Bitcoin market cap, and the U.S. dollar subsequently increased its strength, with the U.S. dollar index surging back towards 20-year highs as September comes back to haunt the Bitcoin bulls. Now the cross crypto market liquidations totaled $355 million with September 13th, forming one of the largest long liquidation events in recent weeks. Data from on-chain monitoring resource CoinGlass also captured $88 million of short liquidations on the day, which you can see here. And the sell-off thus left Bitcoin up just 1% for the month of September, which was nonetheless still the first green September since 2016, which you can see here. And this just in, breaking news, Bitcoin mining difficulty hits a new all-time high. Miners now need to perform over 32 trillion hashes to find a new block. Like, whoa. As well as more breaking news, banking giants Fidelity, one of the largest asset managers in the world, including Charles Schwab and Citadel, launched Bitcoin and crypto exchange as mass Bitcoin adoption around the world continues and the Bitcoin game theory in full effect. And before I break down next story of the day, top crypto strategist abruptly flips outlook on Bitcoin and says liquidation cascade could be violent. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the blood red. We got Bitcoin down almost 11% for the day, trading just above 20,200 at the time of this recording. We got Ether down 8.6%, trading back under $1,600, while Binance Coin, Solana, Polkadot, Avalanche, XRP, and Cardano also in the blood red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular crypto analyst who previously was bullish on Bitcoin has suddenly changed his stance after yesterday's abrupt price drop. Synonymous analyst Callio tells his 535,000 Twitter followers that his previous call for Bitcoin rally to $28,000 is no longer valid. Callio now believes that Bitcoin could be poised for a 31% cut from its current price of $20,200. Quitting him here, all right, friends, not fun saying this and took setting my pride aside to see it, but I side with the bears now. $28,000 path was completely invalidated with today's wick. Here are the reasons why. Now, according to the analyst's chart, Bitcoin's current price action resembles its market structure at the start of the year when Bitcoin traded above $40,000 before collapsing down to the $30,000 price area. Now, take note here, should the fractal play out, Callio predicts that the Bitcoin price can fall to $13,750. And he also says that the stock market looks extremely bearish after yesterday's plunge due to an awful CPI print. Quoting him here, CPI was awful. Equities look like pure ish. I got faked out by the breakout, but after taking a bit of time to look through what happened, the previous two major legs down, current price action is a near mirror. Breakout followed by violent reversal leading back to lower support. Traders keep track of the CPI as the metric measures the rate of inflation in the country. Yesterday's CPI data revealed that inflation rose 0.1% last month, making traders and investors jittery due to fears of a possible interest rate hike coming from the U.S. Federal Reserve. Callio adds that things can take a turn for the worse for Bitcoin should the S&P 500 lose its September low of 3,886 points. Quoting him here, if equities lose the September 6th bottom, I don't see any narrative that leads to Bitcoin decoupling and climbing higher. So for Callio, the level to hold for Bitcoin is $18,500. As he shares here, if $18,500 is lost, the liquidation cascade lower should, unfortunately, be pretty violent. I still believe that accumulating Bitcoin under $20,000 and ETH sub $2,000 will pay off in the long run, and I'll definitely look to add on any move we see lower. A leg lower from here will mean an even emptier timeline. It'll mean more ish from your friends and family. It'll mean a longer road to recovery, but it doesn't mean that Bitcoin is dead. Be patient, keep stacking high conviction plays, and appreciate the memes. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analysts. And before I break down next story of the day, BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes says Ethereum's merge may not happen and explains why. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting just under that $1 trillion milestone with about $98 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance back on the decline at 39.1%, with the Ether dominance at 19.7%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Celsius leading the pack, up 16%, trading at $1.73, followed by Ravencoin up 8.5%, trading at 6.7 cents, followed by eCash up 4%, trading at virtually nothing. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can still see many of the altcoins are still in the green for the past 7 days, with Ravencoin up 87%, Celsius up 33%, and Ape up 17.6%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 27 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday a 34, last week a 24, and last month a 45 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD bought that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The chief executive of crypto exchange platform BitMEX says he is concerned that Ethereum's upcoming transition to a proof-of-stake consensus mechanism may not happen. In a recent interview with the Bankless podcast, CEO Arthur Hayes said that he and many others don't believe the merge will actually take place. As he shares here, I don't think people believe the merge is going to happen still. I can't sit here and tell you that I think for 100% that they are going to switch to proof-of-stake. I'm not in the trenches like the developers have been in since 2014. If you've been around long enough, you've heard the talk about proof-of-stake for 5, 6, 7 years. Has it happened yet? No. He makes a great point. According to Hayes, the best way to prove Ethereum's upgrade will take place is demonstrating how proof-of-stake works and that current decentralized applications are compatible with it. Hayes says that as of now, nothing has been shown to him that indicates the merge will happen. As he shares here, your default response is okay. Show me. Show me proof-of-stake. Show me how it all works. Show me that all the different applications function just as they did before. Show me that there's not going to be some bug that you didn't think of, an edge case that's going to blow up in your face, and you're going to require a hard fork to go right back into proof of work. Show me. There is nothing that's going to prove to me the transition is going to happen until it actually happens. And I think a lot of people are of that opinion. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Arthur Hayes. And are you currently bullish on the merge? As pointed out here by Google, there's a countdown of 16 hours, 36 minutes remaining. And to watch this video, Arthur Hayes did entitled How Arthur Hayes is Trading the Ethereum Merge. Check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down next story of the day, Robert Kiyosaki urges investors to get into crypto now before the biggest economic crash in world history, as well as I share with you big things happening soon for Bitcoin, according to popular crypto trader, and explains why. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1300 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And if you're not already subscribed to the channel, you know what to do. Hit that bell, turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button, and drop a comment below. It helps out tremendously with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, you can follow me all across all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play, as well as all across social media, from crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Rich Dad author Robert Kiyosaki reportedly told his Rich Dad community mailing list subscribers on Sunday that they need to get into crypto now before the biggest crash in world history hits. Now, Rich Dad Poor Dad is a 1997 book co-authored by Robert Kiyosaki. It has been on the New York Times best-selling list for over 6 years. More than 32 million copies of the book have been sold in over 51 languages across more than 109 countries. And reiterating his dire predictions to his mailing list subscribers, he wrote the following: I predict the biggest crash in world history is coming. Very bold prediction, right? While the famous author has warned about a lengthy downturn, he emphasized that bear markets are the best time for investors to get rich, as everything will be on sale. That's right. His advice echoed his tweet in July when he said his favorite four-letter word is sale. The famous author explained that asset prices are crashing and he is in a cash position waiting to pick up bargains, especially in real estate and Bitcoin. Then Kiyosaki also warned that the US dollar is crashing, leading to mainstream acceptance of crypto that are not controlled by governments, noting that the Fed and the Treasury are destroying the US dollar. He repeatedly said that he does not trust the government, President Joe Biden, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, the Fed, or Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. He also does not trust Wall Street. Very smart man, if you're to ask me. And the renowned author emphasized the following: it's not enough to want to get into crypto. Now is the time you need to get into crypto before the biggest economic crash in history. Touche. Now, Kiyosaki also frequently shared his predictions and investment advice on Twitter. He tweeted Tuesday that it's time for the poor to get rich, adding that stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and real estate are all crashing. He noted that the middle class is being wiped out, as he previously predicted. His latest tweet resembles another tweet he made in August when he warned that all markets are crashing. And at the time, he also named silver and Bitcoin markets among those he expects the crash. And Kiyosaki also has been recommending Bitcoin to investors for quite some time, stating for several months that he is waiting for the price of the crypto to bottom out before getting in. After revealing that he was waiting for Bitcoin to test $1,100 per coin, he said in July that he was in a cash position waiting to buy the cryptocurrency. Now, we all know this. Bitcoin is very unlikely to crash to a low of $1,100, but we can all dream, right? Now, besides Bitcoin, the Rich Dad author has recommended gold and silver. He also said in August that he changed his mind about buying 2-year U.S. Treasury bonds after listening to economists Harry monetary dent. I don't invest in things the Fed or Wall Street print. Time to open my mind. He conceded, and on Tuesday he tweeted, silver moving sideways. Silver to stay at $20 for 3 to 5 years, then climb to $100 to $500. Everyone can afford silver, even the poor. Accumulate silver now. Kiyosaki previously called silver the best investment value. Today, I disagree. I think Bitcoin is the best investment value of today, especially if you're going to hodl for the long term. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A popular crypto strategist and trader says the potential shift that could end Bitcoin's multi-month downtrend is on the horizon. Crypto analyst Kevin Svensson tells his 69,000 YouTube subs that Bitcoin's on the verge of taking out its diagonal resistance that has kept the market bearish since November 2021. Quoting him here, this long-term downtrend line from $69,000 all the way down on the linear scale, we are potentially at a breakout point to break the macro downtrend on the linear, but also we have the weekly RSI, which we are currently about to break out of. So Bitcoin has some potential bullish pivots coming, potentially a bullish trend shift, which he shares here in this chart. And the analyst also says that in addition to taking out its diagonal resistance, Bitcoin is also printing a pattern that could indicate that the bear market bottom is in. As he shares here, Bitcoin is set up in what could be a double bottom. At the beginning of the year in May, when Bitcoin came down to about $33,000, we tested $33,000, bounced up, and basically weren't able to hold that level and broke down. This is starting to look a little bit different. Instead of being continuation down, well, we came down to $17,500, rallied up, found support around $18,500, created a slightly higher low, held that level and bounce. So this is looking a lot more promising than it did back here in May 2022. And Svensson says he's also keeping a close watch on the Bitcoin weekly RSI, which is the relative strength index, which is a momentum indicator that can signal trend reversals. And according to the analyst, Bitcoin's weekly RSI is in a position to break out from his downtrend that started all the way back at the beginning of 2021. As he shares here, we have a shot now at breaking out of the weekly RSI downtrend. And if we do, that's going to at least put us in some sort of sideways range, or maybe we find some stability, get some time to accumulate, and then ultimately look for a breakout above the macro trend line somewhere over in 2023, which he shares here in this chart. It shows you Bitcoin breaking out back above $32,500. And to watch this video Kevin Svensson did entitled Bitcoin Bullish Pivot Coming, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin price clings to $20,000 as U.S. stocks lose the equivalent of 4 Bitcoin market caps. We also discussed top crypto strategist abruptly flips outlook on Bitcoin and says liquidation cascade could be violent, as well as BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes says Ethereum's merge may not happen tomorrow and explains why. We also discussed Kiyosaki urging investors to get into crypto now before the biggest economic crash in world history. And we also shared big things happening soon for Bitcoin according to popular crypto trader and explain why. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Pezza wrote, the Fidelity news is fantastic. This can only be great for BTC. Let's go. Our next featured comment comes from Bitcoin Cal. JV, I missed your show live today. Not a problem. As always, I catch up later. I wanted to commit live about the BS CPI figures. And as far as King Charles III, be careful with what he says. He's just another WEF puppet, World Economic Forum. And it's well documented. Great show, bro. And as always, smash that like button. My Crypto News Alerts family, much love, fam, and much respect. And our third and final featured comment comes from Dragon Hail Flower, who wrote, yo, James from Invest Answers gave you a shout out. Major, I appreciate all the shares and all the love here on the channel and with the podcast. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop a comment right down below. And if you're not already subscribed to the channel, you know what to do. Hit that bell, turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button, and drop a comment below. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.